a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
well, you won't be bothered by the drip anymore.
Thank you.
At least not until Jack comes back.
Goodbye, Mr. Farrelly.
Hey, I just started reading that myself.
You did?
Yeah, that book really grabs you, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's got some great characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Farrelly, I was so mad when Henry ran away with Marge's nurse.
Well, I'm not up to that part yet. Oh. Don't tell me what happens.
I'm sorry.
Why did Marge need a nurse?
The brain surgery.
Yeah.
After the automobile accident.
Well, don't tell me anything more. You're spoiling the whole thing for me.
Hey, you asked me.
Yeah, I know. All right, no more questions. I gotta be going anyway. Did she have a good doctor?
Mr. Farrelly, you said no more questions.
Just tell me about the doctor.
Yeah. Yes, she had the best in the country.
Oh, then I know how it turns out.
No, you don't.
Well, if they got the best doctor.
Yeah, but there were unforeseen circumstances.
Like what? What?
The doctor's car breaks down on this deserted country road.
He didn't make it and she dies. Oh.
No. There's this young, brilliant intern at the hospital. He steps in.
I told you not to tell me. I want to read it myself.
Okay.
I sure hope it turns out all right, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a sucker for a happy ending, too.
Hey, don't do that. Don't jump to the end. You'll spoil it for yourself.
Oh, how awful.
Now you spoil it for me.
I'm sorry.
Stool pigeon. Jack, you tell Janet it's not nice to peek.
That man makes me so mad.
Oh, Cindy, come on. Don't bother about Mr. Farrelly.
No, it's not Farrelly. It's Winston Cromwell III.
You mean Winston Cromwell the nerd.
Did he ask you to marry him again?
Yes, for the 100th time.
That's terrible.
Well, the guy's obviously nuts about you.
He's not nuts about me. He's nuts about himself. And just because he's rich, he thinks he can buy anything he wants.
How much money does he have?
Millions. But he can't buy me.
He could rent me.
When my boss introduced us, I should never have smiled. I should have looked at him like this.
Cindy, have you definitely told him no?
Yes, I've told him no 1,000 times. Why can't men take no for an answer?
Look who she's asking.
Oh, that's probably more flowers from Winston. He's been sending them all day. I don't want them.
I want you to do something for me. Go in there, pour yourself a nice cold glass of milk, and relax. Oh. I'll take care of this, all right?
No problem. I have a telegram from Miss Cindy Snow.
I'll take it.
I'm supposed to deliver this to Miss Snow personally.
She's not available. It's me or nothing.
Okay. A singing telegram for my darling. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Give me.
Mr. Farrelly, listen.
I don't want to hear it. What two consenting adults sing to each other is their business. But for heaven's sakes, please close the door.
I'll give her the message.
Didn't you forget something?
Yeah, thanks.
I forgot. There's a P.S.
Teach you to listen to other people's mail.
I didn't know what to do. I felt like such a fool.
Oh, that's probably something else from Winston. Jack, will you get it?
No. Once was enough, Janet. Your turn this time. I'm going to go wash up.
You are washed up.
Thank you, and good night.
If you're looking for Cindy Snow, I'm not here.
Cindy, come on, take it easy. Maybe it's not even for you.
Peek-a-boo!
And coochie-coo to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Cindy.
You have to be Winston. I'm Cindy's roommate, Janet.
Another beauty. If I hadn't met Cindy first.
Winston, Cindy is not here.
Yes, she is. I heard her voice. Little darlings playing hide and seek. Ooh, I love games. Cindy! Where are you?
Winston.
Now, don't tell me. Cindy. She's not in here.
Oh, my God.
Cindy, where are you?
No,
I was supposed to find you, my dear.
I'm not your dear.
Oh, but you will be. Meanwhile, please accept this small token of my love and admiration.
No, I don't want them.
You remind me of my third wife. She kept saying no to, but only to me.
Your third wife? How many times have you been married?
5 times, if you count Eleanor.
Eleanor?
She disappeared on our wedding night, so you can't count her. You will be my last.
No, I won't.
Winston, can't you see that you are bothering this girl?
Oh, you're right. We'll talk about it over dinner tonight. I'll pick you up in the limousine about 8.
I'm not going out with you.
Ah, of course you are. Put those in water, make sure she's ready on time, huh? Thanks. There's a good kid.
He tipped me. $10.
Now do you see what I'm up against?
Yes. Holy cow.
Oh, I wish my father was here. He'd know what to do.
Well, he's not, Cindy, so we're going to have to think of something.
Like what?
I don't know. I know. Winston's never met your family, has he?
No.
Well, then, as far as he's concerned, your brother could be the head of the household.
What are you talking about? I don't have a brother.
We can take care of that right now.
Janet, even if my parents started today...
Cindy! I mean, we will get somebody to pretend he's your brother. Hey, Jack! Jack, would you come out here quick? Come here. Hurry. Come here. What do you think?
He's perfect!
Well, not perfect. Special, maybe.
Oh, he can do it.
You bet I can. Come to my room.
You are incorrigible.
What?
Listen, Cindy cannot get rid of Winston because he just won't take her seriously. But if another member of her family spoke to him, say her older brother named Jack?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Please, no. Jack, it would mean so much to me.
Well, let me think about it.
Oh, thank you.
Hang on, I'm still thinking. Oh.
Hey, thinking's over.
Excuse me, sir.
Now, look, he has never met you, so if Cindy introduces you as her brother, he'll never know the difference, and then all you have to do is tell him as head of the household you refuse to let her marry him.
You mean something like, Winston?
Yeah.
I cannot condone this marriage. We're a poor but proud family. Cindy is much too precious to be wasted on just any old millionaire. So take your flowers and shove off.
Hi, sis.
Boy, this
is some menu.
No. Let me order for you.
Don't bother. What my brother has to say will only take a few minutes. Then we'll be leaving. Right, Jack?
Right, sis. Mr. Cromwell?
Oh, Winston.
Winston, we're a poor but proud family.
Are you familiar with gourmet food, Mr. Snow?
Jack.
Mr. Snow.
I'm a professional chef.
Oh, then you'd be very interested in our lobster thermidor.
Our lobster thermidor?
Oh, yes. You see, I own this restaurant.
He owns this restaurant. Well, you know, I'd like to try it, but $37.50.
Oh, don't let the cheap price fool you. I assure you it's very good. But you order anything you want. You're my guest.
Well, I think we have time for a little snack. Winston, we're a poor but proud family.
Oh, you must try some of this wine from my private cellar. I would consider it a favor if someone with your knowledge would give me an opinion of it. Oh.
Well, I owe the man that much.
Oh, dear. Don't you think you had enough to drink in the limousine coming over here?
Well, just a few brandies to help combat car sickness.
Down the hatch.
Up your dividends. not bad at all. An impudent little wine, very good.
Well, it should be for $185 a bottle.
Now that you've got his attention, brother dear, tell him the bad news.
Right. When we're a pure but plowed family.
I know. You're afraid that someone with my responsibilities would spend so much of his time away from home.
When we're poor but plowed.
Well, but you see, Jeff. You see, there would be no children. I don't like them. Cindy would have all of my devotion.
Cindy is much too precious.
Which is why she would never be far away from me. She would stay in our chateau outside of Paris.
Chateau?
Or in one of the townhouses outside of Rome and Zurich. All of these are fully staffed.
Well, Cindy, fully staffed? Ow! Ow! Worse, Cindy is much too precious.
Well, of course you're welcome to stay there too, Jack.
I am?
As long as you like. In fact, you could be a big help to me in reorganizing my kitchen staffs.
You're kidding.
Not only in the chateaus, but in my gourmet restaurants all over the world. You'd be head chef, of course.
Head chef? You mean sort of like commander and chef?
Yes, and I'm prepared to pay you an enormous salary. The sky's the limit. Now, how does that strike you?
Welcome to our poor but proud.
No, I
just didn't want to disturb Cindy.
You mean you didn't want to face her, you big coward?
Not after last night, I didn't. Boy, was she mad at me. Her face was all flushed. Her mouth was curved into a snarl. Her eyes were two narrow little slits. Yeah, just like that.
All the dumb, stupid stunts.
Hi, Cindy. Feeling better?
Of all the dumb, stupid stunts.
What'd you guys do, compare notes?
You ruined my life!
I said I was sorry. What do you want me to do, kill myself?
It would be a start. Winston thinks I'm going to marry him. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, don't worry. I'll think of some...
It's him!
Oh, look, Cindy, I'll get rid of him. No problem. I'll just tell him to leave.
Look, Jack, Winston has got to be told once and for all that Cindy never wants to see him again. And this time it's got to be done right.
Gotcha.
So I will do it. All right, Winston, here it is. Cindy never wants to see you again as long... Oh, my... Would you look at the size of that rock? Cindy, come here. You've got to see this.
hope you like it.
Winston,
I know it's not much, but it's the largest one they have.
I reserved the church for tonight. It wasn't easy, but the bishop owes me a favor. As a matter of fact, so does God.
I'm not getting married.
Because you don't have a wedding gown. We're going to fix that. Madam Clara!
For the happy and beautiful bride, Miss Cindy Snow, our latest and most exclusive designs. Adding sophistication to the traditional gown, a white kid on an off-heel waist. The body is seeded pearls and iridescent stones. The waterbat cascades into a train. The turban will enhance the beauty of any bride.
No, Winston, no.
Well, maybe the next one.
And here is our Guinevere gown. Embroidered French lace bodice, completely missing things. Crystal sequins and minute jewels. It has flowing medieval sleeves and a layered chiffon skirt.
Jack! Aren't you going to say anything?
Yeah, I like this one. Makes you want to forget the wedding and skip to the honeymoon.
And our next design is for the Gibson girl bride in ivory imported lace. Bracelet length sleeves are overlaid with silk organza, a coronet of crystal and flowers top a finger length veil.
Maybe we could.
You have to say something to Winston.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me. Look, Winston.
Yes, Jack.
You're not going to want to go through with the ceremony after you hear what I'm about to say. We lied to you. I'm not Cindy's brother.
Well, I already knew that.
You did?
Well, yes, I knew you couldn't be from the same family because of your low forehead and your little beady eyes.
I'm hoping you pick. It's my favorite.
Janet, help me.
Oh, Winston, please try to understand.
Excuse me, do you live in the 213 area code?
Good heavens!
Winston, Cindy doesn't love you.
That'll come in time.
No, never, never, never!
Pre-wedding nerves. All my wives had them, except...
Madam Clara, I'm going to pick out the gown myself, and I want it delivered immediately. Now tell Cindy I'm going to pick her up at 7:30.
Oh, it's such a nice change, marrying a girl who can wear white.
Sorry.
Thank you, goodbye. Don't you realize we have a problem on our hands?
I know, you're right. We got to get rid of that guy before it's too late.
Oh, yeah.
Think of something.
I got a plan, Jack.
Yeah?
I think I know how to get rid of Winston once and for all.
Great, how?
Jan, what's the name? What is the name of that place where you work?
It is the Arcade Flower Shop, Winston, but why do you want to know?
Well, I wouldn't want to buy the wrong shop.
You going to buy the shop?
Yes, for you. A little gift for the maid of honor. Well, I think you're going to make a wonderful owner. See you in church.
My own shop.
Okay, Janet, what about your plan?
What plan?
What am I gonna do?
Oh, what have I been thinking? Oh, shame on me. Cindy, listen up here. I know exactly how to get rid of Winston. We are gonna make him think that there's something wrong with you.
Oh, Janet, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
What's wrong with me?
Well, we'll tell him that there's insanity in your family.
Oh, I don't think he'd believe that.
Why not? He met your brother Jack, didn't he?
Oh, I don't think it would.
Okay, I'll think of something.
Wait a minute, I just remembered something.
What?
Listen.
What?
Here's what we're going to do. I know some...
Cindy, would you please just stop fussing and get out here?
Oh. You look beautiful.
Never mind. mind that. Do you think it'll work?
Oh, of course it'll work.
Oh, but Winston will be here soon. And where's Jack?
Cindy, please don't worry.
What if Mr. and Mrs. Harris say no to him?
They're not going to say no. They owe me a very big favor.
Oh, no, it's him.
Cindy, please, just do everything the way we planned, and it's going to be swell, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Winston. Cindy's waiting for you.
Does this mean...
Yes, I've decided to marry you.
Oh, goody! Sorry, I didn't mean to get so emotional. But I knew you would.
It's hard to keep saying no.
Well, come on, darling, let's go.
Oh, not so soon.
Oh, still shy. I like that.
No, 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 I can't.
Oh, that's why we're getting married, so you can.
You.
Now, Cindy, I have arranged for the minister to begin promptly at 8. It's bad form to arrive in the middle of your own ceremony.
No, wait, stop, Janet!
Listen, I have to tell you something first. You should help!
No! Janet!
I find Cindy. Who was at the door?
Jack! Oh, I'm sorry! Are you hurt?
Peachy, just peachy de nada.
Cindy, we simply must not be late.
All right, Winston. But first, we have to talk about something.
What kept you?
They made me stop for ice cream, double scoops. Come on in, kids.
Say hi to your mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Mommy!
Of course you want your mommy. There she is.
What? What?
Who's the funny looking man?
Nah.
Is he your daddy?
Yes, he is.
Anything you want?
Yeah. These
darling little children, why, these are Cindy's babies.
But where did they come from?
Winston, you're getting married and you don't know that?
You never told me you were married?
I'm not. I told you it was hard to keep saying no.
Are we going on the honeymoon?
You'll have to ask your daddy.
Where are we going, Papa?
Well, I don't know. Don't call me Papa.
Jack, can we go and play?
Yes, you can play. Go ahead. Here, Christopher.
Oh, no, nothing.
Christopher likes to play horsey.
Don't kill me. Hold it off. Oh, child. Off. Oh, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but this marriage is off. Oh, I cannot stand children. I never could. When I was a child, I couldn't stand me.
I was getting Cindy out of her wedding gown.
Isn't her husband supposed to do that?
She's not married.
Well, what's she doing in a wedding gown?
Oh, golly, it is a long story.
Well, it's okay. I'm calling long distance.
Okay, here goes. There was this guy who wanted to marry Cindy, and she couldn't get him to take no for an answer, okay? So first we got her in this wedding gown. Then we introduced her children to him.
You're telling me it's all wrong, Janet. First you get married, and then you have the children.
Hey, Chrissy, will you just listen? Look, it was a plan that we all made up just to get rid of this guy. And it worked. Now do you understand?
Yeah, and I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Because my own cousin gets married and has children, and she never even invited me to the wedding.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.